On the show today, we have True Line Federal Credit Union's very own Beth Eller talking about how True Line is the first North Carolina-based financial institution to complete a fully remote home mortgage closing. Oh my gosh, what great news it is for not only the credit union, but the industry as well. And we also talk about some housing trends in the marketplace right now too. So lots of great stuff here from Beth, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Beth Eller from True Line Federal Credit Union in the fine state of North Carolina. Beth, how are you today?
Doing fabulous. Thank you for inviting me on the show today.
Oh, you're welcome. This is a really cool topic that really piqued my interest when I saw it come across my inbox. And that is, you guys are the first North Carolina-based financial institution to complete a fully remote home mortgage closing. I am very impressed. This stuff really fascinates me on how it works. So can you share with us your feelings on being the first and also about this process, kind of an e-closing, if you will, and the benefits that it brings not only to your credit union, but your members as well?
Oh, thank you for asking. We have been so excited about this process and to be able to be on the forefront of it in North Carolina. We did the first IPEN, so in-person electronic notary closing, about a year ago, okay. Where the notary is present with the borrower. And then we really wanted to work towards doing that fully remote closing, which most states refer to as RON, remote online notarization. In North Carolina, it falls under a legislative piece of act called the EVN, emergency video notarization.
Oh.
So North Carolina has not yet finalized its RON legislation, but they put an emergency video notarization law into effect to accommodate for COVID.
Right on.
And really no one has been able to, there have been closings in North Carolina under EVN, let me say that, but there had not been a North Carolina financial-based institution that had done it. So we really wanted to step in that space and be the first one. And it was so exciting. So that means that the borrower was in one location. They were in their home. The attorney was in his office. And we as the lender were in our office. And we were all visible on a screen, much like a Zoom call.
Mm-hmm.
And they can see the documents there on the screen as well and go through and electronically sign them, just like you would do a DocuSign document. But you can do the whole closing end to end. That way. And it took about 22 minutes start to finish once we started signing docs. Yeah.
Wow. That is slick. I tell you, we're getting closer and closer to say, hey, I see that house. Boop. I bought it. You know, we're getting closer and closer to that. Oh my gosh. Goodness. So what's next for this e-closing process? I think we just kind of alluded to it with the mm-hmm. phone here. So what do you see on the horizon here? Because I think this is really going to take off and really help mortgage lending big time for sure.
Well, I think so too. You know, if you just look at other industries, I mean, when you buy a car, you can do that all online. And granted, a house is different and those documents are recorded and, you know, you've got to have security measures in place. And I think that's probably one of the biggest things that the industry has got to figure out is that multi-factor authentication, making sure the borrower is who they say they are, making sure that there's really not room for fraud in that space. So when you have a RON closing and you don't have that borrower in front of you, you know, how do you identify their person, their being? And each state views that a little differently. And so that, I think there's going to be room for technology growth in there to really authenticate the true identity of that borrower.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be a big one, but I you're starting to see it pop up everywhere. You know, in the mortgage world, everybody wants to do SnapDocs, DocuSign, DigiSign, you know, eNotes, eOriginal. So that Fannie and Freddie had approved it quite a while back. And so there's a big spot there for it. And, you know, I think that people just got to be willing to jump in and work on it.
Yeah, no doubt. And as you all know, I mean, you're like on the front lines of it every day, but mortgage lending has been in the headlines, you know, for the past, it seems like the past 2 years, it seems like, because of just the market that we're in and the supply and demand. And this will really help. I think this will really help drive business as well. Don't you think? Just this process being streamlined like that and online?
Absolutely. You know, when you start to say to a consumer, you can close a mortgage loan from the convenience of a location you choose.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be in your home, you want to be in a break room at work, you want to be at Panera Bread, you know, you've got to have a secure connection, but you can then close anywhere you are. All you got to have is a computer in about a 25 to 30 minute window. And really, it's a benefit to the attorneys as well, or the closing agent, because everything is sent to the member or the client well in advance. And so we get their documents to them about a week ahead of time. And so they can go in online and view them, but they don't have rights to sign them until that day.
Okay.
So any questions that they've got, they can push back to their legal counsel, to their real estate agent, to their lender, you know, and say, hey, what does this mean? So they've got more time to review the documents and become familiar with them, you know, and get answers to questions. And so there's more time to solve a problem if there's an issue of some sort. And then the other great benefit, too, in the electronic world, when you're signing these documents, you can't advance forward if you've missed an initial or a signature. So for attorneys, too, they don't have that having to go back to the borrower to get, you know, something
you missed
signed.
And
from a post-closing perspective, then, you know, you don't have that problem at the lender either, because it all comes in an electronic file and it's complete. And your delivery, then when you're delivering your docs over to your trustee, then it just goes right through because it's an electronic delivery. You see it in your vault and you see it transfer and you see you keep a copy of it. So there's an authoritative copy out there. But it really, really does bring that whole closing process up into the current time. You know, I mean, it's a process that has not really been updated for, gosh, what, 20, 30 years.
Yeah,
we've done it the same way.
It's exciting stuff. Yeah, the convenience of this is just off the charts. Yeah, it's just amazing. And it's just going to get better and better. And so, and I want to switch gears just a little bit here, just talk a little bit about the market right now. So are you getting a read on demand yet as far as housing? I mean, even in your neck of the woods or even nationwide studies as well, what are you seeing out there right now?
Yeah, the biggest issue continues to be inventory.
Yeah.
There's a lot of demand and low inventory. And I think most of the things that I've read in the last few weeks say that inventory's eased a little bit, but it's not nearly enough to accommodate the need. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we're at about a 90-day supply of homes here in the market, if you read general information. But if you really talk to agents, they'll tell you, no, you've got like a 30-day supply of homes.
Really?
You know, anything that's out there and sitting is sitting for a reason. So you still see multiple offers. A lot of the national articles are saying you're not seeing the bid up like you were, but it is still a highly inflated market and no import in sight. It's purely an inventory issue.
Yeah. I think it's kind of a perfect storm because what I'm hearing, and you probably know it as well, is the millennial market. They're all kind of coming into their prime earning years, their home buying years. And so that's going to keep things in the current situation as well. Is that what you're seeing too? Is that generation coming up as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, those millennials, I think they do everything on average about 7 years behind where previous generations did it. And so they're hitting that mark. Yep. You know, it is time for them to settle down and buy a home.
Wow. So are you guys doing anything on your end to kind of further bolster demand, or what are you guys doing at Treliant to stick with this?
We really expanded our product line in the last year. And prior to a year ago, we were pretty much a conforming lender. And so we've gotten FHA and VA approval, which meets our member base at a really good level. And additionally to that, we added portfolio products up to and including a jumbo product. So we prefer to sell or service everything we can. And we'll keep as much of those loans here that we can. But, you know, having direct access to Fannie, Freddie, and then having that strong portfolio background supplemented by government loans, I think for us is a good way forward. And we're constantly looking at ways to reach out to our member base and really focus on servicing our members. You know, and how can we do that? How can we make them aware of how easy it is to get a mortgage and the products that we have? And I just think that constant communication is important.
Oh, completely, especially in the market that we're in right now. And I don't know if you want to get your crystal ball out, but what do you see for 2022? I mean, moving forward, because again, I think we're, from what I see, we're kind of in this pattern for a while now. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Absolutely. I think we are. I mean, I think we're probably a couple years out from the supply demand issue, you know, correcting itself. And now you've got the announcement from the Fed that, you know, they'll potentially have four rate hikes this year and they'll taper their purchases of bonds. And so, you know, what does that do to the market as well? So rates are going to go up. And we've seen that certainly in the last week or two already. And I don't know that really in the short run has a big impact on purchase activity. You know, if you got to buy a house, you want to buy a house. So refinances, will it slow that down? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, but you look at the bigger picture, though, the rates are still so incredibly dramatically low. Because I remember back in the 1800s when I bought my first house, you know, I think the interest rates were like 7 or 8%. Like, and we were just over the moon about it. Oh my gosh, we got 7, you know. So, you know, when they're still where they are now, are you kidding me? I mean, you know, doing backflips with the interest rates.
Yes, yes, I totally agree. My first house, I bought 10.5%, and I paid a half a point to get that rate and thought I'd hit the lottery, you know. So, and I,
It's just such a different perspective. So what are some impediments to home building this year besides the ton of snow that the East Coast has gotten in the recent weeks? So what else do you see out there that might be holding things back?
That was certainly a surprise snowstorm. It was fun to watch, but a surprise. You know, obviously the cost of goods. Anything that you read in the home builder associations nationally and even at a state level, local level, the cost of lumber is extremely prohibitive, and just the supply chain issue of getting things that you need. I was speaking with someone this morning that is building a home, and they thought it would take 15 months to build. They're at 15 months and they don't even have sheetrock up yet.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. You know, so it's the labor supply chain in the building space is really tight as well. You have issues with, if you don't get a subcontractor when they're available, then you have to go back kind of to the bottom of their list, and it'll take you, you know, a couple more weeks or months to get them back out, depending on what they do. So wow. I think that's the biggest thing that's going to play into the two pieces, the inventory and then the supply chain and the cost that are playing into really the home building scenario. Mm-hmm. I think if builders could get goods, if they could get the dirt they need, you know, get the space they need, then they would build through the demand.
Sure. And doesn't that drive up costs as well? Just that demand for sure. Yeah, that's what I thought. So, oh my gosh, what a time we're in right now. What a time. But thankfully, you guys are there to help out members in this, and, you know, because everybody's, you know, you're in the buying, you want to buy a house. And like you said, you know, we're going to buy, when you want a house, you're going to get a house. So, mm-hmm. but it's great when you guys are there to be there for them and with all the products and the services that you guys have to offer. And the whole e-closing thing is just, I'm just perpetually fascinated by it and just really excited for you guys and credit unions in general too, to start offering this to their members. So it's really exciting.
It is. And one other thing I would add in there too, you know, we were the first member of the Federal Home Loan Bank of Atlanta to participate in their e-pilot. So their e-note pilot. And so the Federal Home Loan Banks are now also opening up, which a lot of credit unions use those as an alternative source for funding. And so they are now opening up and accepting e-notes, typically under kind of the same guidelines that Fannie and Freddie do. Mm-hmm. But we've had great success with that as well. And it's made just a really good partnership with them. The Federal Home Loan Bank of Atlanta has been great to work with.
Oh, cool. Good to hear. And before I let you go, I should have asked this in the very beginning, but what prompted you guys to go down this road? Was it just, hey, you know, this is where obviously we all went digital big time, you know, last couple of years for reasons that we all know. But was it that, or was there a demand from your membership, or you guys were seeing the future and like, hey, we have to go down this road in order to really better serve our members?
I would say a couple things. The Secretary of State in North Carolina started working on e-commerce years ago and has really been a huge national promoter of e-mortgage commerce. And we actually serve on a Secretary of State committee for e-mortgages. And so I have a lot of access to resources from that and learned a lot from that. But to have Secretary Marshall really push this at a national level for North Carolina with order and structures made a huge difference. And we are at Treliant, we actually are very digitally focused. We really focus a lot on technology, anything for ease of members. And so it was just a really good fit, a place to look in the mortgage space and try and improve that experience for our member.
Well, right on. Well, yeah, thank you for being that trailblazer out there and doing some great things for your members and the industry as well. So we really appreciate that. And I mean, I could talk to you all day about this, Beth. I'm just so interested in it, and you have all the information. So thank you so much for your time. And I'm sure you got a lot on your plate, so I'm going to let you get back to work. But appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it a lot, Mike. Have a great day.